Delaware Real Estate Headlines. New Delaware Property Records Tool streamlines owner, deed, and lien lookups. PropertyChecker.com has launched a Delaware-specific portal for searching property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens in one place. Real estate professionals in DE can cut due diligence time by accessing consolidated property data without toggling between multiple county databases. Bookmark https://delaware.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction research. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware Commission Rates. What pros should know for 2026. A new guide breaks down what sellers can expect to pay in real estate commission in Delaware and strategies to reduce costs. Understanding commission expectations helps Delaware agents and brokers better position their value and navigate fee conversations with clients. Review the full breakdown to stay informed on Delaware commission trends /www.realestatewitch.com/average-real-estate-commission in Delaware. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Middletown DE building permit forms and info updated for local developers. The source provides building permit information and forms for Middletown, Delaware. Real estate professionals in DE need current permit requirements to accurately advise clients on project timelines and compliance for Middletown developments. Review the latest building permit forms at hmiddletowndelcova.gov, SE3FB21AE6F6-4493-8FGO3C8F72DA937 before submitting applications. Delaware Real Estate Headlines. Delaware County Assessor's Office launches new property record search portal. Delaware County Assessor Lorena Ellis Cook has moved property assessment records, tax exemption information, and contact details to a new online portal at myassessor.org. Real estate professionals in DE can now access updated property records and exemption data faster, streamlining due diligence and client transactions. Update your bookmarks and verify current assessments at https://fair/.myassessor1.org. Delaware Real Estate Updates. Delaware commission rates face pressure as flat-fee MLS services promise $18 savings. Real estate commissions in Delaware typically range from 5.5% to 6%, but Huzo's flat-fee MLS service now offers sellers an alternative that could save around $18,000. DE agents and brokers should anticipate growing seller awareness of commission alternatives and prepare to articulate their value proposition in an increasingly competitive landscape. Review your fee structure and service differentiation at www.zoe.com/blogs-realestate-commissions-in-Delaware. Background and context. The HOA documents that matter when buying a condo. Beyond the standard CC&Rs, four documents predict future assessment risk. The reserve study, is the association underfunded? The most recent two annual budgets, the delinquency report, what percent of owners are behind, and any pending litigation. A reserve study funding ratio below 30% is a yellow flag. Below 10% is red. Special assessments in underfunded associations routinely run $10,000 to $50,000 per unit and arrive with little notice. The reserve study is a legally required disclosure in most states, but most buyers never ask for it. Request the reserve study and delinquency report in writing during your diligence period. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you. Background and context. Why your jurisdiction may require a rental license you do not have. A growing number of DE cities require landlords to register rental properties, pass periodic inspections, and pay an annual fee. Penalties for unlicensed operation typically include fines per day and, in some cases, retroactive return of collected rent. The rules apply to single-unit landlords, not just large operators. Enforcement has shifted from complaint-driven to data matching against utility and property tax records. Many landlords discover they were non-compliant when they receive a back fines notice years after acquiring the property. Check your city or county website for rental license or rental registration. 5 minutes settles it.